He added to Favron, not late Kala Miller, it is Makan Kol Tirakula. Can't talk anymore. Oh, it's the other one. If he's Makan Kol Tirakula, why is he waiting for Aces Al Hamila? And the answer is because until the French label is Mitzavah, there's no Orlo. But Orlo is not just a piece of meat, it's not a piece of skin. When there's a tzivui, it becomes an Orlo. Okay, that's the Briskerov. Now, applying this to the Birchas Eres, which Briskerov does, Asher Shon Tzvitz and Tzivono, Alva Arroyes, there are some Arroyes that are Chal only Mishas Kedushin, those that are not consanguinous, but marital, Mishas Av. All the Kreve Goisho that become Arroyes only after Kedushin. So this is the Birchas Hedor for those Isurim that are Chal only at Kedushin. Alright, that then takes us to the final item on the agenda, and that is drinking from the Kais Shel Erisin. Now, you have the Afiki Yam in the package. You should add to the Mar Mekhem, Nisishar Sechus Moznaim La Mishpot, Telek Alok Simin Yud Beis. The Afiki Yam says, in general, that the Masada Kedushin should drink the Kais. And he quotes somebody, do you have a Kikiyam or what page is it? It was, and he quotes somebody else who says that that person's hanhogi was to drink from the Kishon and the Suyin also. He says, if you leave it, it's got numbers, page 26, if you leave it to him, the Mesaver Kiddushin, 24, the Mesaver Kiddushin should drink it and not give it to the Chosn Kal altogether. He quotes whoever this was, Rav Yankiv Meir, Meir Tzedek the Min. The mint. He did this also with the Kais Shel Nisuin. He says to do with the Kais Shel Nisuin and not to give it to the Chosn Kal because not Machavim to be able to with the Baruch of the Mavoret. So they're drinking without Yerushas Hanani. And so he has some very uncomplimentary things to say about the Chassanim and Kalos of even those days. Even you tell them they don't know what you're talking about, so you end up being Michael Yitzir B'Yodayi. You're giving somebody wine to drink who hasn't made a Baruch. Now the Shiloh, it goes like the finish in the Kuntus Akron, there's no great solution here. The Gemara, the whole Shach of the Kari in the Gemara with regard to Birchas Hananin, of this nature, whether you can be made to somebody or not. The general rule is that you cannot be made to somebody with a Birchas Hananin unless you are Nene yourself. Kiddush Shal Shachris and Shabbos, which is called Kiddush Rabbah, Veloshin Tzaki Noha, because it's not Kiddush Rabbah at all. It is a very big offense. It's a simple Birchas Hananin. You can't be made to somebody unless you drink yourself. The Gemara says, what about the very prayer of the Kiddush of night, or Hamid Zulach Minoret of the Seder? We're making the Baruch Al Achilas Matzah. In a Birchas Hamitzis, I can be made to somebody else because of the Chiyav Arvus. I'm also mechuyev in that person's mitzvah. The Gemara says that the Birchas Hananin of Kiddush and of Matzah is like a Birchas Hamitzis, since it's part and parcel of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And Tzitzis says it's limited to those and none others. The Pnei Yeshu and Kuntras Akron in Ksuba says that as far as Birkat, Erisin is concerned, the Mesadar Kedushin must drink because it's La'aloch, it's not so own Kais. Yes, we're Mesadar Kala Kais. That's only Rechat Kili. But it doesn't really need a Kais. If it doesn't really need a Kais, it's just plain, simple, ordinary Birkat, Erisin. If you're Kassanani, the very preoccupation, if it's Yitzharakin, not Tom Kais, then it's really nothing more than if you're Kassanani, so you can't be mixed with somebody unless you're a nana yourself, so you have to drink. If you look carefully, you will see in the lotion of the Pnei Yeshua, and you don't have it in the package, you'll see that the Dayan and Mintz didn't make it up himself. He says on the Birchat Nisuyin Efshe Loima that you don't have to drink it. But if you look carefully in the Yeshu, he's Nisufik about the case of Birchat Nisuyin, whether or not you can be made to somebody without being Toyin yourself. In any event, the source for the And the Sabbath contribution to Bitzayim goes back to the Klippers Afrin and the Synthezelic, the Dying and Bris. It's quoted in the Sikiyam saying Rav Chaim did it. Mele and the material that you do have in the package is something that appeared in the Israeli journal where he writes, so the Bris Gerov said he never saw his father do it, he never heard his father doing it. And I, you know, doesn't make much difference whether Rav Chaim did it or didn't do it. It's clear that the Pnei Yeshua said to do it. And of course you don't have to drink from the cup, you have that little eitzah in the Sikiyam, you can let it spill over on your finger and lick the finger. In the Mosnayim L'Mishpat, Rav Sorotkin says they were makbid not to because you don't drink in front of Amorasim. Talmud Chacham doesn't eat and drink in the presence of Amorasim, so therefore he didn't drink from the kais itself. Mele, that's not, shouldn't be messy to you or whatever. The Pnei Yeshua certainly says to be saying from the Birkas from the facial erythin, and in the Hikiyam, you find some more matner on the facial nesuin as well. Why, we won't go into. I think we've gone way beyond the time.
About a minute.